many like this village, you know, the 12 tribes that were scattered among the nations. The game really ran to the Jews who were having some problems in their personal lives and in their church fellowship. They were experiencing trials and difficult testing. They were also facing temptations to sin. Some of them were catering to the rich, while others was being robbed by the rich. And like many churches today, church members were competing for chairmanships and all those things in the church. And one of the many problems in the church was a failure on the part of many to live what they professed to believe. Some of the members were disobeying God's word and were sick physically because of their disobedience. And some were straying away from the Lord and from the church. And listen, I'm not making all of this stuff up. But back there, and you read that, you will really see that it's amazing in that book. But do we not have in our churches today people who are suffering for one reason or another? Do we have members of the church who talk one way but walk another? I wish I had some help here this morning. Listen, James was not discussing an array of a miscellaneous problem in the church. You see, all of these problems had a common cause: spiritual immaturity. Can I just be honest this morning? I don't know if you noticed, but not everybody who grows old grows up. It's not how long you've been in church, but it's what you've done while you was in church. Well, James wanted them to know only what you do for Christ is going to last. He wanted them to know that the Christian path of life is not an easy path. You have to walk a certain way. It's filled with all kinds of trials and tribulation. It's filled with sickness and disease and suffering and accidents and disappointments and ups and downs. It's not an easy task.
All right, we're good. Get it, get it.
He wanted them to realize that all too often trials will produce groaning and complaint. But that kind of response does not do nothing for your Christian maturity.
Amen.
All of us, everybody under the sound of my weak voice, will have some problems.
Yes, sir. Yes.
All of us, every person sitting in here this morning, will have trials, because the Bible says in that verse, it says, when you fall. It's right there in the text. And for those of you who are trial-free right now, for those of you who have no experience any of these, you have not experienced any of these emotional traumas, you just keep on getting up in the morning. If your testing period of trials haven't knocked on your door, just keep on getting up in the morning. Sometimes when they come, they leave the same day. But sometimes they will come and knock on your door, and they will bring a suitcase because they're there for a while. Everybody got to go through some trials and tribulations. And you find yourself asking, Lord, how long? I try to do everything right. I come to church. I support the church programs. I'm active member in the ministry. I pay my tithe, but it seems like I have trials on every hand. You know, first of all, that word trial in the Hebrew means to tempt. But actually, it means more than that. It means to test. And James is saying, when you are tested, count it all joy. When you fall in various temptations. Now, our text this morning expresses a far different attitude from most of us when we are faced with problems. Instead of complaining, instead of blaming God for our trials, James says any difficulties that we are faced with, we should count it all joy. In other words,
still dealing with on the inside. He said, through faith in Jesus Christ, you already have the victory. And as a result of that victory comes spiritual maturity. Listen, dude, God's ways are not always understood. But God's ways will always be for our good.
Yeah,
you get that next week when you come back. His ways will not always be understood. But everything that you go through is for your good. Well, there are some good reasons why we are to rejoice in our trials. And it's right here in the text. Watch it. Let me go ahead and do this because I don't want to hold you long because I want you to come back at 3. Now the first thing we see in our text, we see the pleasures of trials through a joyous attitude. Listen, no matter what you go through in life, your outlook determines outcome.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And your attitude determines your action.
Amen.
No matter what you're going through, hear me when I tell you, your outlook, what you look for, your outlook determines your outcome.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And your attitude determines your action.
Amen.
Now, if you are a Bible reader, God tells us in Scripture to expect trials.
Yes, sir.
It says, my brethren, count it all joy when you fall in various trials and tests. He said you got to expect trials because that's going to happen. It's important to know it's not if you fall into various trials, but when you fall into various trials. And neither did James say that you should be joyous for the trials. He said, be joyful in your trials. Are y'all listening to me this morning?
Amen.
Every child of God will go through a season of testing, a season of trial, and all of our testing and trials help to prove us who we really are.
Amen.
Am I right about it?
Amen.
Well, James warned his disciples, yes he did. And Jesus warned his disciples in the Gospel of John when he said, in this world, you should have tribulation. Didn't he say it? Yeah. You remember when Paul told his new converts over in Acts, he said, we must through much tribulation enter into the kingdom of God. I wish I had a Bible reading here. Listen, Bueller, because we are God's scattered people and not God's sheltered people, you are going to experience some trials in your life.
Yes, sir. I got you. All right, forgive me.
Come.
And if forgive
me. There is a purpose for your trials. But you've got to have an understanding mind. And you've got to know. You've got to know without a shadow of doubt. And it's right there in verse number 3. It's right there in verse 3. Wait a second. Knowing that the testing of your faith produces patience. So you got to know. Now, what is it that Christians know and understand that makes it easier for us to face our trials and tribulation? Well, the Bible tells us in many places that our trials are a purposeless. The Bible says, blessed is the man who remains steadfast under trial. For when he has stood the test, that's right there in the Bible, he will receive the crown of life which God has promised to those who love him.
Amen.
And watch this. The Bible also said that after you have suffered a little while, the God of all grace who was called you unto the end of glory and to the Christ will himself restore, confirm, strengthen, and establish you.
Amen.
In other words, ain't nobody going to do that but you. And all I'm saying is if you ain't worshiping John and Mary,
amen,
you ain't worshiping Pastor Mary and nobody else in this place. You worship God Almighty. Because he's the only one who can encourage you. He's the only one who can console and confirm and strengthen you. And do our faith will always be tested. Can I get a witness in here? Listen, when God called Abraham to live by faith, he tested him in order to increase his faith. You know, God will always test us to bring out the best in us.
Amen.
Well, you say, Abraham was not a faith. He had a faith test too. He wouldn't be the man who he was if Moses, who he was when he had to follow God's instruction, leave some place where he didn't know where he was going and wait on God to tell him to stop right there. Well, if Moses was not faith tested, he wouldn't be the man who he was either. And if Paul and Jeremiah and David, and if they were not faith tested, God couldn't use them in his service, because God has got to produce something in all of our lives in order for us to be in his service. He wants to produce patience. He wants to produce endurance. And the ability to keep on going when things get a little rough. Can I park there for a minute? For those of you who are sitting up here having a pity party and won't do nothing for Christ because you're dealing with some crazy people, then that's your problem. Because God is not giving you a gift for you to sit down on. But you got to understand, you got to have some tests. Everybody got to have a test. And believe you me, I got some thorns in my side. And you know why they're in there? Because they want to keep me humble. And sometimes God will place thorns in your life. Now thorns can be people, family members, job, supervisor. He will place them in your life for a reason, because he wants you to count on him. Produce something in your life. You want to produce patience, endurance, and ability to keep on going no matter what happens. Because we glory in tribulation, also knowing that tribulation works patience, and patience experience, and experience hope. You know, the Bible is filled with witnesses who can tell you about patience, who can tell you about endurance. Henry Moses, a man of patience. But yet, he endured criticism and rebellion. But yet was patient enough to wait on God.